Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
In life, there's a lot of he said, she said, but tonight we want the facts. We've got special guest Paul Staley in here talking via Skype, speaking about his relationship and his past you won't want to miss. This is 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Days After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's your song. Damn. Let me hear you, Stacey.
You guys don't like this? I love it.
It's a vibe.
And no more tears.
I like the message. It goes pretty. It goes pretty well with it. Ready?
Picking it up.
Come on.
Picking it up.
Hey.
Hey. These couples need to pick it up.
No more tears left to cry. I honestly don't have any either.
Man,
we've got a lot to talk about. And we actually have a special guest, as I said, Paul. But before we get started, I'm your girl, Alex Bowers, and here are my co-hosts.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. So excited to be back. So excited to have our special guest on with us tonight. Thank you for coming. And you guys don't want to miss this interview. Mm-hmm.
Guys, Linda Antwee here. This episode was off the chain for me. And I am excited to talk to our special guest. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. And thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yes, Paul. Welcome. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
We've got a lot of questions. You're like a fan favorite.
Everyone loves just talking about you and Craney.
Definitely everyone. Who wants to get started? I will, if you want.
Go ahead.
First, I want to know. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you see me okay?
Yes, we can see you. I kind of just want to dive right in to your relationship. I want to know, are you in Brazil right now? Are you in the States? Where are you calling us from?
I can't specify exactly where I'm at the current time, unfortunately. But me and Karini are doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are married now.
I cannot confirm or deny that right now.
Okay.
Well, if we dive right in, there are some things that you want to clarify. We hear about your past, and some of the details that we get are kind of like not clear. Is there anything that you can clear up for us?
Sure. What would you like to know more about?
I wanted to jump in. So we are super fans of you, Paul, and we want to get the story straight. So with the original restraining order, you don't get a restraining order from sending multiple texts. So what was the original restraining order from?
Original restraining order I filed. I actually filed the original restraining order. The sheriff's department came, removed her from the house. She had to get a mental evaluation. It was just utter chaos. I actually filed several. She actually, in return, had filed one against me. Basically, it joined in with the one that I already had filed. So I felt bad because she was very violent. She had a really rough upbringing. So it wasn't her fault. And a lot of things that she had going on psychologically was not her fault. So I felt bad. She had only the clothes on her back. She didn't have anything. So I'm like, well, I'm going to send her a message. Let her know she's going to get herself. And of course, she took that downtown, showed it to them. They came, locked me up, and it was a nightmare. But it was a really rough time. We even lived together even after we broke up for a little while, and that's the sign we got arrested for. She was living with me after she took out a warrant for my arrest for some stuff. I was battling with that in court, and I got arrested for that.
But she Paul, sorry to jump in there. What exactly? So, are you saying that you two were violent towards each other, and you both had restraining orders against each other?
We had against each other. Yes, I never, ever physically hit or touched her. She did hit me quite a few times. I actually dropped everything I had on mine on the original thing in the court statements. I still have the police reports and everything else on that, which I've been refraining on posting all those online. But I actually took mine down, and I took my restraining order down to what's called an unlawful contact. So that way it was easier where she could actually she could be around me, and then hers, she left it as a full regular order at that point, and then, of course, it caused a lot of problems. But I felt bad for her. I really did. Like I said, she was living with me. She was using my car. She was dating other men. We had two separate lives and still living in the same place. And it was utterly chaos for me. I don't hold it against her. I mean, she had a really rough upbringing, and she had a really rough past. So, I mean, psychological things, we didn't jive. I don't hold it against her. But I definitely, at this point, you know, she's reached out to me. She's reached out to Creamy numerous times.
Oh, really?
Creamy's already blocked her. I was trying to be nice to her. You know, I even told her, you know, at one point, like, if you want to, you know, hang out and be friends with Creamy, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But
so
then she went psycho
again.
So we blocked her again.
What has she said to you specifically and Creamy?
Well, she comes off, she's going to be kind of nice. Say, hey, do you mind if me and Creamy hang out? There's a Latin club here. Can we go hang out and go dancing and stuff? Sure, I don't have a problem with that. As long as, you know, you've grown up, you've matured, you've got your own relationship, you don't cause any drama or any problems, I have no problem hanging out with Creamy. And then Creamy, she didn't really want to. I said, if you want to, you're open to. If you want a class, Charlie, to you. But then she started getting mental. She started, you know, posting stuff, going crazy. And on my Instagram, she went off. So I just blocked her. I blocked her on everything, and I gave her a second shot, you know, trying to be nice and let her, you know, be friends with her. But
so no. I'd like to know where the disconnect is, because her story is completely different. She actually says that you're the aggressor. So you're saying she just has mental issues is what you're essentially saying?
Many 911 calls. If you go through the 911 reports of all the times and all the recordings and stuff that I had called where she had gone violent, got physical, domestic violence intake, actually even had pictures. But as I said, I didn't really hold any of those things against her at all whatsoever. I never, ever, if you go to the criminal record, I have never physically ever assaulted anybody whatsoever. I have no violent charges, no assault charges.
So then how was she able to get a restraining order against you? How is that possible?
Very easy, and all you can do is go downtown and say that you feel threatened. That's it. You don't have to require any physical evidence other than that. If you go down for an EPO and you say you feel threatened, they will issue an EPO immediately. Then there'll be a hearing, and then, of course, if you still feel threatened and everything, you fight, you know, your point at that point in time, then, you know, they can file a full DBO at that point. But you don't need. I mean, Kentucky, they take it very seriously. I mean, I got arrested over a text message. You know, with all the different people getting murdered and killed for domestic violence, they take it very, very, very seriously in Kentucky. So if you go downtown and you feel threatened, you can say anything at all. And I know people that have gotten their boyfriends kicked out of their house, you know, other people kicked out just for the sheer factor. They didn't want to, you know, deal with their stuff. They wanted to have somebody else any reason. They go down and file a thing on.
So do you have any? Do you have any plans on releasing what we'd say are receipts, like proof that some of this that you're saying is true? Because, I mean, we do hear otherwise. And
yeah,
fans of the show want to believe you. Like I said, you're a fan favorite, but there's nothing to back you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've actually posted some of this stuff on Instagram. I've got photos of a lot of it. I don't know if it's some. I think I still got it on Instagram.
I think
a lot of them are still up there. I could actually send you all copies of that. That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I still have copies of things on that. That's fine.
What haven't we seen?
Because I think there was a second page missing of a warrant.
Yeah. So what's out there on social media is only that second page. And again, it goes back to my original question, where what exactly was the restraining? Pardon me.
Which one is only second page?
I think it was.
It's the one that we got sent, mm-hmm. And then it's been all over social media.
Yeah,
so I can pull it up in a moment. What I wanted to ask you, because your ex is taking to social media, and I'm going to read exactly what she said. She said, "I am Paul Strelsy's. Am I saying
Staley?
Staley's mm-hmm. last Sorry. Relationship." That got him in serious trouble. I would like an opportunity to talk to Creamy and give the whole history of Paul. People are not as they seem. She doesn't know how dangerous he is. He'll try to ruin her.
She's already talked to Creamy, actually. She talked to her back in, November. It had to be November. No, because we had another event in November. So it had to be October. It had to be October of 2017 was the first time she had contact with her. Then she once again attempted to here recently, contact her again after the show started airing. But no, she contacted her back in October because we were at the other place then. And I remember us going through it and she talked to Karini and they had numerous conversations. I don't know if Karini still has all the, she hasn't been on social media. She still has the screenshots of all that or not. But no, she reached out to Karini and talked to Karini back in October of last year. And Karini even got frustrated and blocked.
So if you both have restraining orders, I think a lot of us wonder why she would want to reach out, so you say, to Karini in the first place if you guys wanted to stay away from each other from jump.
She has always had a reason. And the fact I'm on TV just sets her off. I know she's a hard time. I know she what she does for a living is not exactly that's one of the reasons we I didn't like it. I didn't like certain things she did in her how to word this appropriately. Trying to think of a nice way to word this. Recreational things she did late at night, I just didn't feel was appropriate. And things that she does, it's not her fault. She's got to do what she's got to do. And I don't hold that stuff against her. And that's, one thing, I think has caused her a lot of drama and stress in the past, too. And I definitely think she can do better. I know she's doing a lot of work at Amazon now, too. And I think Amazon is a phenomenal company. And she should focus more on Amazon than anything else. But at this point in time, like I said, I tried to allow us to have like a friendship where she could be, talk to Karini, hang out with Karini at the Latin clubs, somebody, Karini could talk to, everything else. I thought it'd be a good match. They like some similar things. But she went off and she went mental again. And me and Karini don't want that. We have new things in our life that we don't want to be involved in drama and stress. So, we don't want that whatsoever. If she wanted to be peaceful about it, and be calm about it, but going online and posting a bunch of false information is not right. It's really not. And I don't appreciate it. I could have went online and I could have posted a lot of I could have not blocked her out. And I could have posted a lot of stuff that I had in regards to police reports and documents, but I didn't.
It would help your case.
Why don't you?
Yeah, why don't you so that you set the record straight so that there's no questions because there are so many questions.
And the fans are
wondering. We're wondering.
A lot of
because it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think
what else do you want to know about?
Just things that she sent you and Karini, like the type of stuff that you're talking about, like why not set the record straight and put those out there so that the fans will know? Because, we're seeing only what we see on the show.
The green sauce with Karini's conversations?
Documents, kind of like to back you and Karini up, like of how this person is, putting her stuff out there in the social media.
Because basically you're saying what she's saying is not true, but then you don't have the proof to say what you're saying is true. But if you do have the proof,
you might want to put it out there.
Let me plug my phone up here. They made crazy accusations. I tried to burn down a house with a four-year-old in it and all kinds of crazy things.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
I would be in prison. Straight up, I would be in prison. Arson second degree technically the charge I have is a 20-year prison charge. I got released from prison on that charge. My probation was terminated. I was heavily mentally evaluated numerous times over all these crazy accusations. They made accusations that I did things of just heinous nature with people. And I had an entire, police unit actually go through all my stuff. They went through everything that I had. They searched my home. They went through everything trying to find, like a witch hunt. And it was embarrassing. They went through all this stuff. And they said this, and nothing was found. No evidence, no victims, no nothing. But, they go online and say that stuff. Everybody says, they say that, so it must be true.
Can you clarify who they are? Because we were trying to figure out why you weren't posting information about that your ex had been sending Karini. Did she have something to do with this arson situation, or these are two completely separate things?
Me and that particular ex got together. I was actually on probation. I got released on that. See, my probation was never violated. until like the very last month of my 5-year probation, mm-hmm. because she actually took out the EPO on me, and the EPO was enough to violate that probation. So that was just utter pain. You know, it was, I couldn't believe they actually even sent me to prison over that. And it was just, I just, shocking to me, but the judge reviewed it. They released me on it. They terminated my probation. You know, I have made quite a few friends in law enforcement over this, mm-hmm. which, you know, they've helped open my eyes and show me, you know, who's people to hang out with, who's people not to hang out with. You know, because when people investigate you and they follow you around and everything else, you know, some of these people I've actually built some rapport with. Because they, you know, I was like, fine, you want to come in, you want to touch my stuff, you want to talk to me, what do you want to know? You know, there's been times they called 911. And they called saying, oh, my God, Paul Stegg's here at my house. He's trying to come in. He's trying to break in. And I'm talking to a police officer right there. And they can say, we can verify for a fact Paul Stegg is out there. Because we're in front of my house. And we're talking.
Who is that?
And they're saying, house trying to do, you know, trying to, you know, bat their house, trying to set their house on fire. It's crazy. Totally untrue.
Who is your ex? Can you tell us who they are?
Was this your ex that was doing this?
This is ex, friends of hers, and things like that. It was caused drama. There is an accusation. Now, if you watch the show, you can tell that I'm a very thin individual, all right? I am very, very, very small. I'm a small build. Typically, back then, I was between 120, 130. I was very thin. They went to court, and they had three pretty big guys. And they said that I busted down the door. It took all three of these big gym guys to hold me down. And then I broke free from them and got away and escaped before the police got there. The judge even left it. I mean, it was so, you know, insane. It's like, look at me. I'm a stick person. If three people that go to a gym every day can't hold me down, there's a serious problem.
How long did they put you in prison for? How long were you there?
Oh, God. I was in prison for a matter of months. I went to college when I was in there. Went to college, studied a lot. I was a tutor, helped people out. But I wasn't only in there for a matter of months. Wasn't there very long at all. Went back before the judge. Judge released me. Then, of course, my probation was terminated. So all that's now behind me. And like I said, people still to this day try to, you know, try these crazy accusations. That's what I say on social media. The police won't listen to me. The police did listen to me. And they investigated me, and they found out after a heavy, 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 heavy investigation that all the allegations were false. And it was just hell for me. You know, a lot of places I work, you know, employers didn't like that. Police come in, you know, question them, ask me, what is he doing? How's these things going? You know, it was hell. It was a witch hunt, and it was utterly hell. And always one thing, if someone goes downtown and says something, they have to take it seriously. But when they kept doing it, you know, it got them even frustrated. So they stopped listening.
Well, I really think it would be very beneficial to you to show people what you're talking about. It'll actually help you in your character and defend yourself and Karini if the stuff that you're saying, you can actually back it up.
I did actually release police reports, and that's one thing I tried to do was release these reports. I did not publish my accusations against her going downtown because, you know, when you swear out something, that's something that somebody says. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying she does this. You know, it's not what an actual law enforcement actually see. So I did post an actual police report. We both got arrested where she had stated, you know, yes, I was training, or yes, I've warned, you know, warned against him. But I'm living with him, and I've been living with him. So lock him up, and she wanted me to get locked up to get my rental car that I had at the time and to get the money that I had there. And she wanted to go to Miami with her new boyfriend, and I told her no. So she tried to get me locked up. The police officer came there. I was honest with them. She runs upstairs to grab a lease that has my photo on it. She thought I was going to lie about who it was. She runs down, and I'd already told the police officer the honest truth about everything. She's like, see, here's his ID. Here's his ID. And on there was my picture of my ID, picture of her ID, which she, of course, branded, verified, you know, warrants, everything was true, that she did have a restraining order. But, you know, like, police officer realized she was doing it. You know, it was very, very odd what she was doing. I was honest in front with them, you know, and so they locked us both up. They made sure that I got my valuables, all my valuables went down and locked up with me, and then that was easy. I never saw her again.
Paul, if everything you're saying is true and this ex of yours has caused you so much drama, I don't understand then why you would allow her and Karini to meet and you would want them to be friends and hang out and that be a part of your life. So I'm a little confused. You're saying that this person is this way, but then earlier you said that you introduced them and you would go dancing and all of that. Aren't you then inviting the drama into your life?
I believe in second chances. I really do. And it's been years. And I thought maybe she had finally matured. Maybe she had gotten better. She had stopped doing her recreational habits. She had been, you know, changed her type of employment. And she was, maybe got her life together. You know, maybe she had became a better person, you know, and she wanted to talk to her and hang out with her. And I was like, okay, you know, I believe it's a second chance. But I gave her a second chance and she completely, utterly burned it. I even gave her basically a third chance recently. And she utterly burned it. That's where she went to social media. Because I didn't go online and bash her. I just blocked her. I blocked her on everything. And then she went online and going on her little rant. And we actually called local law enforcement in Louisville in my situation. Everything's going off her. They gave us advice. They're, you know, looking at snakes for us. We talked to domestic violence intake there. Because recently, you know, her sister's baby's father contacted me. Was talking about it. Where she had just, you know, slashed her current boyfriend's tires. Now, we don't want, you know, if Safe Crane is to rush the hospital, you know, and then she comes out being crazy and slashes the tires, and we can't get the hospital. That's what I'm saying.
Why would you want to invite that? So, yes, you believe in second chances, but this sounds like third and fourth and fifth chances. So maybe you just not have that person in your life. Yeah. And I just wanted to ask you one other question about this social media. It sounds to me that social media kind of is a little bit of a dodgy topic for you. Mm-hmm. We're wondering why Karini is off of social media and why you don't allow her to have friends on social media.
Karini has a lock on her cell phone. Okay, she is. I don't have a lock on my cell phone. She has a lock on her cell phone. She could have any app on her phone she wants. It was causing so much drama for her and so much stress that she didn't want to deal with it no more. From all the fans messenger, from my exes, all the harassment, everything that was going on, you know, all the drama that was going on. And then, of course, certain things keep getting leaked on the internet and other problems that had happened. So she decided on her own, she was going to delete all of her accounts. And my suggestion to her was, don't delete your accounts, because then somebody will just create an account and act like you. Mm-hmm. Just, if you really can't deal with it and you really don't want to do it, just uninstall it. So even when I get it, she gets on mine, she gets nervous. And I'm like, it's almost like somebody like an alcoholic with alcohol. She's, nah. I was like, just get on there and respond to some fans. Get on there and she'll occasionally, you'll see a post from Karini on my social media. So like I said, she has her own phone, you know. She has the ability, you know, to install those apps anytime she wants. You know, I have nothing to stop her. Like, so she has an email on. You can email her all the time. If they have a question about it, you can email her and ask her. Her email goes straight.
And I think fans might be confused about this because during the show, we saw you also mention about Karini on social media and her being on social media all the time and you kind of not liking that.
Yeah.
Just also because it's getting like in between your relationship. Does that also have a reason?
Factor.
Yeah. A factor as to why she's not on social media? Or is it mainly because of the ex and the fans and the comments she was getting that were negative?
And she's been debating on when to get back on. She is going to come back for sure in 2019. You know, she is definitely said she wants to come back then. We have certain things in our life that she currently doesn't want the stress of. She's very self-conscious right now. She doesn't want certain things. You know, it's very tempting for her to do certain things and post certain things. So she's refraining from that. But come in 2019, she's saying that, you know, at that point, she's definitely going to be coming back. For sure. And like I said, if she wants to come back before then, by all means, she's welcome to. I have no problem with that. She can get on Instagram, Facebook, anything she wants.
Okay. And is it, I mean, because the rumors are that she is pregnant now. Is that also a reason why she also staying off of social media? Kind of to keep...
And
or
I mean,
there are pictures
and
online
pictures online that apparently you posted and deleted and someone screenshotted it.
I can't confirm or deny anything this point in time, but I will say it's been a roller coaster, and as you watch this season, you will see everything as it plays out, and everything is not as everyone's going to expect, and this season is going to be, our season's just getting started.
And what are,
I mean,
can you,
this next week is... Hmm?
Can you tell us if you made her take a DNA test? You're known for making her take tests.
several pregnancy
tests. Just to set the record straight for the fans, just to let everyone know, because we have so many people that are curious about these specific things.
DNA, and we had a huge argument about that. It was a very big argument, and the reason why I told her about it is originally she said, if and when me and her ever did have a child, she originally really wanted to have a child in Brazil, and I was kind of back and forth on it. Then finally I gave in. So I looked into, okay, if we have a baby in Brazil, what's going to be the requirements of that? What's going to happen? Okay. If the father is the American then most likely the embassy is going to request a DNA test. I explained that. It's like, this is what the embassy is going to do. Once they verify, the baby gets an American passport. You know, you don't have to be on TV or anything. It's just a simple thing that we do. She freaked out. So I don't want a DNA test. If you have to do a DNA test, the baby stays in Brazil. I want the baby born in America. So she totally flipped her script. Her mother was upset about it. I told her mom at this point, you know, I felt kind of weird when she flipped it that quick. And I told her mom, I was like, you know what? Maybe Brazil would be a better option because, you know, she speaks Portuguese. Her doctors know her. They speak Portuguese. You know, family's in Brazil. Maybe Brazil would be a better option now. Because, I mean, I didn't really anticipate her to flip around that much on the whole subject. We had some arguments a lot. I finally got her to stop drinking. She was a very angry person when she drank. She don't drink at all anymore. There's no alcohol involved with her whatsoever. She's 100% alcohol free. She would go out and she would leave and she would come home until 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And that was huge fights. And then she'd tell people, oh, you know, let me, you know, he holds everything else like Karina. The big part of our fight is you literally, hold on, let me off here. You literally will go out and you will stay out all night and you come home at like 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if you're safe or not. It's not a matter of you just cheating. It's a matter of, I don't know if you're alive or dead. You know, what if you, you know, something happened to you? I don't know. You know, I need to know you're okay. You know, I really prefer you not do that. Then there was an incident where someone tried to break in the house. And I ran out to her friend's house, which was Via. She was there. I ran to a police officer. He called her. She actually rode up, and she was sitting next to a guy in another guy's car with her friend. She said, oh, this is my friend's boyfriend. He's driving us to the club. I said, cool, can I go? No, I'll come home later. She drives off. I'm a little frustrated, so I go up to the place we were dancing at. They see me, they get in the guy's car, they leave. Okay, so I went back home. I thought about long and hard how to react. At that point, I actually decided, you know what, I'm going to go to a hotel. So I went to the hotel to just relax. Later on, late, you know, I got a message for her. Come home now, I'm going to break your laptop, go crazy, da-da-da. She's never broke, you know, anything of mine. She said some stuff, she never did, never acted on it. But she was very angry and very frustrated. I said, no, you've been drinking. You're, you know, emotional. I don't need any of this stuff right now. I'm not trying to deal with the past. So it just has to change or we're done.
So do you guys trust each other at this point?
Now, like, do you think the trust has grown stronger
since that huge fight? Uh-huh. And that was a very big fight. And we've had several big fights. So that fight was a lot. I told her, you know, I'm about to say I'm done. And I'm not going to date somebody that's like from my past.
Yeah, but didn't you actually break up and then get back together, Paul? Isn't that what happened? Like, this big fight was a breakup, and then you reunited on your birthday?
We actually broke up. Me and her have never actually officially broke up.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of times he's broke up, he's there. We never broke up. There was times where she would, you know, take a break for like a few days to a week, and she would stay at her mom's house, but we never actually officially broke up. We've had some disagreements, some arguments. But we never actually officially broke up. People online will say, oh, they broke up, they're back together, broke up together. It's whatever. Because
the rumor is that you got married in November, and then after you were married, you broke up. So that's like a big online.
And then reunited in April.
That's a big rumor online right now. So we just want you to set the record straight for everyone.
And as you see, as this season plays out, this season's a real roller coaster. It's an extreme roller coaster. And then we had some extreme fights. Me and her family had an extreme falling out. And it was really bad until her family realized I was telling the truth. And once they got evidence that I was telling the truth, and her family, I mean, Karina even confessed some things. And after her doing her confessionals and they actually getting the evidence and realizing that the truth really was, everything changed. You know, and everything is amazingly good. Me and her family are doing really good. Me and Karina are doing well, minus some health things she's dealing with. We're doing well.
So her family. Do you think? I'm sorry to cut you off. Do you think at this point a child can save a relationship? A child can make a relationship stronger, because in the last episode, Karina did say that. Do you agree with that statement as of now, that a child can actually save a relationship and make it stronger?
I'll say this: I've had an ex-girlfriend. I've actually had two girls do abortions on me, and I don't approve of that type of thing, and I don't approve of a lot of things, and I take pregnancy very seriously, and I really hold the value of life very, very seriously. So, I mean, I would always, you know, welcome life. You know, if she was to become pregnant, I would definitely, you know, want that baby to be born, want everything for that child to be well. You know, I'm getting older. my parents getting older, I definitely want to, you know, experience being fatherhood for as long as I can.
So is that yes or no? Does it make a relationship stronger or does it not? Yes or no?
I feel honestly, the ideal thing to be would be learning each other's language and focusing on communication and, of course, making sure we can take care of, you know, everything on our own. Not only financially, I think financially things need to be a lot better than the way they are right now. I think that...
Are you working, Paul?
I think that, like, for example, this is a huge thing that I had. It made me really nervous on the whole pregnancy thing. I actually have us two dogs. I have two awesome, amazing German Shepherds. Love them to death. And she really wanted a dog. So I went and got the dogs. And she loved them. They're cute. They're sweet. But then she said, I'll take care of them. I'll help you pee. Totally don't do anything with them. Don't clean the poop up. Don't clean the pee up. I feed them. I water them. And that's one reason whenever I'm gone, they have to go to a pet hotel. Because I would come home and they would have no water constantly. It was frustrating. I was like, okay, you know, I've taken on the dogs 100%. You know, 110%, the dogs are mine. I'll take care of them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I told her, you know, if you have a baby, you know, you can't deal poop and pee. You know, I don't mind changing the diapers constantly. This is one thing, you know, you're going to have to take into effect. You know, things that are going to have to change that you have to take care of. You know, you can't just lay in bed all day. The baby's going to cry. The baby's going to want to be fed. You know, I can't, you know, unless we have a bottle of breast milk, you know, you're going to have to get up, you know, and feed the baby. So, you know, you get pre-made bottles. Maybe. So
are you working right now, Paul? Are you working right now?
Do you have a job?
I work from the computer. I do a lot of things from the computer right now. I do have some things going on that I take care of actually physically in Louisville. I've had some physical offers in Brazil as well. But the problem is I legally can't work in Brazil as of yet. So once that happens, I have some great opportunities in Brazil. And I also have some... phenomenal opportunities, you know, in the United States I'm trying to focus on, but we've been dealing with things back and forth. And speaking of Brazil and opportunities, I don't know if anyone watches your show from Brazil, but the show airing in Brazil will actually have added scenes. Well, I understand from our Brazilian producer, there's a lot of scenes that got cut from our American edition that will be in the Brazilian edition. And there's some pretty funny scenes that are going to be added to that. So anybody that wants Brazil is for a treat.
And going back to the pregnancy, do you feel like Karini's ready and you're ready now to have a child? Do you feel like you guys are ready?
Financially, no.
If you psychologically, if she's not
I will
pregnant.
Do what I have to do. Are both of our mothers are willing to help? I'm 100%. Karini, I hope. I really hope and pray that this will bring out a lot of mature side in her and hope things go well. She did. She has cut all the alcohol. There's no more alcohol. There's no more crazy partying. A lot of stuff she used to do, we argued about, she don't do, you know, and that really says a lot to me that she's, you know, willing to make these changes and she's, you know, doing what she can to, you know, becoming more of a mother figure. But it's definitely very, stressful, you know, because like I said, she don't like dealing with poop and pee. She don't like dealing with a lot of other things.
Right.
And it's concerning to me. It really is. You know, we've had arguments too. It's like, you know, the baby's got to learn both languages. It's like, no, the baby's just going to learn Portuguese. Like, the baby needs to learn
so,
both languages.
We are running out of time, so we definitely have to have you part two because we still have so many questions for you. So we would love to have you back because there's still a lot to talk about. So maybe we'll do Paul part two.
And maybe you can, Karini can join. Yes.
Karini can join
you. She actually was going to wave and say hi. She's actually, you know, gone to eat at mom's. So she'll be back in a little bit. But you barely missed her. But in part two, perhaps she can wave in and say hi, practice her English. But I tell you what we'll do for your part two. You send me some messages about what kind of documents you want. I'll send you the court documents, police records.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Have a deal.
So you guys, will you be returning next season?
I wish I could say, I can't answer that.
Because we saw some stuff on social media, and we were just wondering if you guys are going to be back, or if you guys are quitting the show, or how that's going to go.
No, I would never, we're not going to quit the show. We're not going to say
perfect.
We don't want to
do it. Okay, perfect.
We're never going to do it. They haven't, Angus like that, TLC's been great, we have no regrets. You know, if we were offered, you know, we would have, you know, but... TLC makes its own decisions. We will continue this part two, Paul.
Yes. We have to wrap.
And we'll enjoy the time we do
have.
Thank you for joining us
and for sharing all this information with the fans. They definitely are going to be excited to watch
And we'll be in touch about those documents, Paul.
Part two, guys.
Bye, Paul.
Thank you.
Again, you guys can catch 90 Day Fiancé.
Before the 90 days, every week on Sunday night at 8, 7 Central. You don't want to miss this show. It's amazing.
And then you can tune right into our show 2 days later on Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Yeah. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can find me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Yeah, and just make sure you guys tune into TLC Sundays at 8, 7 Central for Before the 90 Days, 90 Day Fiancé. And I'm Stacey Olivas. You can check me out all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And we will have those documents from Paul.
Guys, I am Linda Antwi. You can find me all over social media at Linda So Girly. We're sorry we didn't get to this week's episode. We promised to cover it next week. Yes. We'll do episode 5 and 6, but we had Paul on. He was answering questions. We got to get more from him. Bye for now, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.